Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a state and national opinion survey about the issues happening. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. So, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
All right. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote? Likely will vote? 100%? All right.
Definitely.
So, now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals, and after I mention each name, I would like if you could tell me if you recognize that person, if you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you don't recognize their names, if you could also say so, please. So the first one is Chris Chafee.
I don't know him.
All right, no worries. What about Larry Hogan?
I have a favorable opinion of him.
All right, would that be like very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right, what about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right, and what about Robin Fisher?
Extremely unfavorable.
All right.
Aren't they in the same camp?
Who?
Flicker and Trump.
I do
Flicker
not
tells him
know.
that he's going to support Trump.
Oh, I do not know. I'm so sorry. I only know what's in the survey, and I'm only required to verbatim, so I can't really answer that question for you.
Flicker
Sorry.
is very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. So if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you be voting? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Hogan. All right. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Is that a strictly yes or no?
No, it can be like you strongly support, you somewhat oppose, or you strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
All right. Do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Israel?
Somewhat
Somewhat
support.
support? All right. So now when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Would you say they're very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? And the first one is energy independence for this country.
That is somewhat important.
All right. Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
What are my choices again?
There, do you think if this is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not at all.
All right. And what about economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Somewhat important.
All right, somewhat important. So now I'm going to get you a little bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate like Robin Ficker. And after each, if you could please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. So Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it has no effect to support him?
No effect.
Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda.
Whatever the lowest support.
All right, so would that be like much less likely then? Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Somewhat less important.
All right, so somewhat less likely then?
Yes.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a few short statements also about Larry Hogan. And again, the same dynamic. If this makes you much less likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely to want to support him, somewhat more likely, or much more likely. The first one is Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
That would make me much more likely.
All right. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties.
That would make me much more likely.
As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
That would make me more likely.
All right. Like somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat.
All right. So now I'd just like to ask you, like, once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote for? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
All right. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
And now the last few questions I have are just for statistical purposes, and they're going to, like, help us analyze, like, and, like, analyzing our responses. So into which of the following age groups do you fall? Would you say, like, 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or older?
Older.
All right. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Goodbye.